Hello, listeners, and welcome back to our End Time series. You're listening to episode 4 in our 5-part series. In episode 3, we discuss the prophecies for the two queens dying, the change of German leadership, and the 10 tigers of Europe. These are the prophecies for Europe. And in this episode, we will discuss the prophecies of miracles. My name is Joelle Brown, and I'm here with Dr. Johann Melchizedek Peter and Pastor Errol Crow. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you, Joelle.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we're crossing over the halfway point in our series, and what I've heard from listeners is that these prophecies are a lot to absorb.
Yes, we too found it very hard to absorb when we have all these visions. Imagine yourself in our position, seeing all these visions of the end times that affect millions of lives, in fact, the entire planet Earth. So, to tell or not to tell is a question. If we do not tell and it comes to pass, we can never live it ourselves again, seeing all the destruction. If we do tell and it doesn't come to pass, we are the only one who make fools of ourselves. So I think between the two choices and the fear of God, the logical option is to tell, because millions of lives are at stake if this is true. And if the whole thing is just something that we saw, then only two persons will be regretting it. And that's where it is.
All right, that makes sense. All right, well, let's get started. We are talking about miracles today. Can you start by telling us your definition of miracles and the type of miracles?
Miracles, in my definition, are the works of Jesus of such a standard, a high standard, that Jesus in the Bible could say, if people cannot believe in him, all his teachings, all his words, they should because of his works. This is found in John 10, verse 37, 38, and John 14, verse 11, to the Pharisees and to his disciples. He spoke that. The miracles that the Lord spoke to us involve supernatural creative powers, including growing of new arms and legs, and healing of DNA sicknesses that are beyond medical science.
Wow. Okay, so what about this year? Are we expecting to see any miracles in 2016?
The Lord did talk about the first part of the outpouring this coming July, but I began to ask the Lord what else the Lord was going to give to you, Pastor Johann. And then the Lord took me to Singapore. The Father said that he is going to give you 3 creative miracles this year because you have obeyed him to take a step of faith and start the church in the USA in February. He took me to the miracle service and you were preaching, and the first miracle I saw the Lord showed me was a person that I think was a man, but this person was in a wheelchair that had a leg amputation. It was the person's left leg that had been cut off from under the knee, it looked like. Then the Lord said, I will create him a new leg when Pastor Johann prays. And then I saw the leg grow out and the man was made completely well.
So, Pastor Errol, in your vision, you saw the man's leg, the man in the wheelchair, his leg actually grew out.
Yes, I saw it just grow right out.
Okay, wow. And what about the other miracles?
Then the Lord took me to another person in the service. He said, the second creative miracle will be the healing of a man born blind. I saw this man with a walking stick who had never seen at all in his whole life. And in the service, he seemed a bit overweight. But then Dr. Johann prayed for him or called it out, and he was immediately healed and rose up and praised the Lord. The Lord took me and said the last creative miracle will be like the one Catherine Kuhlman had in her service. But this one will be confirmed because the doctors will have all the x-rays and films and documents to prove this man had the procedures done. The Lord took me into the service, and there was a man. He had a massive heart surgery and had a heart pacemaker. I saw into the man and saw the man's heart. It looked like he had a quadruple bypass and a heart pacemaker, and he had the scars from the open surgery on his chest still. Then the Lord said, I'm going to dissolve the pacemaker. I'm going to heal the man's heart, and I'm going to even heal the scars like this man never had anything happen. After this, the Lord gave me the knowing that he was pleased at the step of faith taken, and these were released even before it had been done because he's seen your heart, Pastor Johann, to obey, and it pleased him. Then it was done.
These 3 miracles in Singapore, as was seen, will happen exactly as the Lord has spoken.
And as these three miracles happen, a leg growing, which we've never seen in the history of mankind, a pacemaker dissolving, what does that feel like to the person being healed? Are they in discomfort or do they feel things changing?
I believe it depends on the speed of the miracle and the healing. If it's super fast, there's not enough time to feel anything. Most of the feeling comes from the after effects of the anointing. So feelings can be individualized and subjective. And we were transported 100 kilometers in one of our drives from Sydney to Canberra. It was so fast, we didn't even realize we were transported. But when we realized we were, and I said, hey, this is a different place, all the anointing and feelings came after. It lasted nearly 24 hours. It's so strong, I could not go back to sleep.
In episode 2, you mentioned miracles at Washington Mall. Can you give me specifics on those miracles?
I will let Pastor Edwell share this part on the vision in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Okay, so I saw a man who was a dwarf, and Dr. Johan asked him questions. I then knew everyone had been tested beforehand to verify their sicknesses and had samples taken by these doctors. Then Dr. Johan said something like, "In the name of Jesus," is all I heard. And I saw this dwarf guy shoot up and grow right in front of these millions of people. He grew taller than Dr. Johan and was so overcome with emotion, he fell on you and started to cry and called out to God.
Wow. Okay, so you mentioned millions of people. So this is a very public healing.
This is a public healing. It's not something private where, you know, you can hide it.
Yeah.
It's in front of everyone. Everyone sees before, everyone sees after.
And you said he was a dwarf.
Yes.
He stood in front of you and, I mean, earlier we talked about a leg growing, but now you're talking about every single part of his body.
Yeah, he stood
grew.
In front of Pastor Johan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he grew to how tall? How tall would you say he grew?
Well, I'm about 5'9". Aruel is about 6'4". And it looks like in a vision, it grows at about 6'5", 6'6", around
yes,
that.
Around
yeah,
that.
He's definitely taller than Aruel.
Wow, so not even average height, above average height.
Above average height.
What a transformation. So I'm going to ask you a question. If he's a little, he's short and he's wearing clothes for a short person and then he's going to grow maybe double in height, what happens to his clothing?
Okay, this question we also have to ask the Incredible Hulk. Every time he changes, he always is in his pants.
Yes.
And they never answer that in the comic or the movies. But in this particular case, there was also, and when I first saw this miracle, and my church members asked me, hey, if he grew, what about his clothes? And I said, yeah, maybe we should get a towel ready for this miracle.
Yes.
And then I checked back, and we have the ability to re-look back at our vision, and then pray away and look in details. And we checked back, and we found, hey, his clothes grew with
him. His clothes grew. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, they grew with him.
Wow. All right, please continue. Were there more miracles at Washington Mall?
Yes, then Dr. Johan had this next person come. It was a redheaded girl with Down syndrome. And Dr. Johan prayed over her, and she was instantly changed and didn't look like the same person anymore. She was normal. Her whole face shifted, and she looked very pretty and even seemed like her body was changed.
Wow. And you said there was another miracle that day, that or in that vision?
Yes, we had saw another miracle. The third person came up, and this person was in a wheelchair, like Stephen Hawking. He couldn't move most of his body, and he was in an electric wheelchair. Dr. Johan commanded him to get up in Jesus' name, and then I heard bones popping, and he contorted and stretched out, and he got himself out of his own chair completely healed.
So going from unable to move most of his body to you actually heard his bones being corrected, and he
yes.
stood up.
Yes, that's correct. Then we saw the last person was wheeled on the stage. He had recently been in an accident. He still had blood on the bandages. He still was seriously very hurt. It looked like he had cuts and was having a hard time breathing because his ribs were broken on one side. And on the other side, he had his left arm cut off around the elbow area and his left leg was cut off around the knee. He had this happen in an accident. And then it fast forwarded because there was a long interview where he told us what happened. This man came from the hospital. Then Dr. Johan commanded again to be healed in the name of Jesus. And I saw this man's leg and arm grow out at the same time, and the cuts heal and the ribs heal. He was totally restored and went around dancing and praising God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Then Dr. Johann turned to the crowd and said, "You have seen the works of my Father God. Now repent and be saved and be baptized in the name of Jesus." And when this happened, and Dr. Johann spoke this, I heard the cries of people repenting out to God and crying for mercy. Then they were all led in the sinner's prayer as this happened, and then I was taken again.
Wow, and these miracles that will be happening, will you be the only ones performing these miracles?
Well, according to the visions that we've seen, although we both did some miracles, many, many other people will also be doing these miracles and going all over preaching the gospel with mighty miracles, creative miracles, DNA healings. So this is really an outpouring. We are just like the initiator, the first people to have this happening, and many others God will use too.
Well, some people might say that the miracles you're talking about are just a magic trick or sorcery or witchcraft. How would you respond to that?
Well, in terms of these areas, we will have and we always do. And being a very scientific person, I love it when doctors are working together closely. So we definitely will have medical doctors and qualified experts be right there to examine them, to witness, and even before or even after the miracle, to continue the medical examination of them so that they can certify and say, all right, these are actual miracles that are happening. There will, however, be also worshippers of Baal and Satan, and they will perform some sort of sorcery to lead people to false gods. As mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that there will be false signs and wonders by the enemy too. So this is a different age that we're entering into.
Okay, so if there will be Baal worshippers performing some small sorcery to false gods, how will you respond?
The Lord has allowed the three signs of Moses recorded in Exodus chapter 4 to be demonstrated in our modern times. The signs of the rod, the signs of the blood, and the signs of the leper's hand.
In the Bible, there was also a confrontation, and this involved two groups of people, and that was Moses versus the magicians of Egypt. And Moses threw his rod down and it turned into a snake. So did the Jannes and Jambres throw down their, and in fact, there were many others. They threw down the sticks too. We saw many others. And in the confrontation between these two, there were powers at work. But of course, Moses' rod swallowed up all the magician's snakes, which were former rods. The good thing is, it was not obese after that. After he swallowed it, Moses took it, turned back into a stick, and it was the same size stick. Mm-hmm. And some of these confrontations are going to take place in these end times.
Well, after you confront these Baal worshippers who are performing these small sorceries, how will you restrain them from taking over the whole world and all of the Christians?
We were concerned and we did pray to the Lord. And the Lord especially spoke and said, look, there will be a calling down of fire like Elijah to destroy anything that they touch.
Wow.
And destroy all the works of Satan. And there will also be something that the Lord called the release of the powers of the age to come. We call that New Jerusalem glory. And wherever this new level of glory goes, none of the evil could even come near or trespass into that space.
Some people think that these kinds of miracles are only for biblical time and not for the modern world. How do you respond to them?
When they start occurring, because whether people believe them or not, they will be happening. So when they start happening, then the question is a scientific question. Is this real? Is this not real? And that's where the doctors will examine it. And the enemy will have just demonstrating their four signs and wonders. And it won't be in the same level of proportion or not in the same beneficiary thing to mankind. Mm-hmm. It's all these areas. And we will be experiencing those things, and not just us, but many who are yielded to God will be used by God in that area. And people will realize, hey, this is no longer 20th century. We enter a time where angels and fallen angels seem to be visible, and these are not scientifically explainable things. And they will have to ask themselves and say, is the Bible real? Is this all happening? And this is a question every individual will have to ask and say. Remember how all individuals always say, why doesn't God show himself? Correct?
Yes.
Why doesn't he? Well, now that he does, they should examine it. And if the evidence is real and these are all happening, then they should all be coming to the place where I say, finally, God has shown himself. But then the other question comes, what will you do? To believe or to not believe? And I propose, believe and be safe.
Amen.
Right. Well, I think we're out of time for this episode. Please join us for the next episode when Dr. Johann Melchizedek-Peter and Pastor Errol Crowe will discuss the Antichrist versus the glorious church and the timeline to the rapture. Until then, as always, you can access Dr. Johann's free library of books and videos at johannministries.com. Thank you again, Dr. Johann and Pastor Errol.
Thank you
so much.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm Jewel Brown, signing off for now. Take care.